It's been 23 years since writer Marilyn Robinson's first novel was published, called Housekeeping. Her second novel is out now. The title is Gilead, and the narrator is a Christian minister in his last days. Alan Chews has a review.
The Reverend John Ames, son and grandson of American prairie preachers and a lifelong resident of Gilead, Iowa, sets pen to paper in 1956, the year he turned 77. Ames has a debilitating heart ailment, and before he passes away, he wants to record his thoughts about human beings, faith, and the world for his own young son. Things, as he puts it, I would have told you if you had grown up with me. Things I believe it becomes me as a father to teach you. Reverend Ames's thoughts and teachings make this a slow book, but a compelling record of deep faith, serious reflections on important matters of life and death, family and community. It's written in a plain, meditative style that plays in the reader's ear like an Aaron Copland score or a Charles Ives symphony. I don't write the way I speak, Ames tells his son. I don't write the way I do for the pulpit. I do try to write the way I think, but of course that all changes as soon as I put it into words, and the more it does seem to be my thinking, the more pulpitish it sounds, which I guess is inevitable. I will resist that inflection, nevertheless. But the reader, this reader anyway, can't resist Ames's particular inflections. His picture of a full moon rising just as the sun is going down over his grandfather's prairie grave marker, a weedy little mortality patch, as he calls it, or his thoughts on dawn coming up on his house and the constancy of light from above, or the pleasures of life in a small town, to play catch of an evening, to smell the river, to hear the train pass. Says Ames in a wry moment amid the depths of his God-driven thoughts, "This is an interesting planet. It deserves all the attention you can give it." So does this beautifully ruminative novel.
The book is Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.